MGTOW men, welcome back. So Saturday was my 200th video on this channel, and I wanted to make this video in honor of that, I guess, or just in culmination of that. So for me, that's my accomplishment. It's my diary. It's evidence to me. It's enough evidence to me that I'm doing what I want to do as I go my own way. And today is kind of just going to be a reflection upon that. A MGTOW reflection, and I'm going to talk about another really huge influence for me that brought me to this point, as I just want to reflect a little bit right now. And you know, MGTOW isn't a diet fad. It's not a quick fix. It's not a Weight Watchers plan that people jump on. It's not a Seattle Sutton's nonsense. MGTOW isn't being Insta-famous, boom, got my Belfie on Fleek, put it on the gram, get my numbers up. What a life. It's not that. It's a diet pill. No, it's a red pill. Okay, the red pill says you have to take me, okay, and it's your responsibility, though, because when you strip irreality away, all you have left is reality. And when you exist in your reality, your second-by-second decisions become more important. There's more weight to them because you know that you're accountable for them. You can't fall back and dish it off to somebody else and let them take the blame. But it's a beautiful feeling, and it's a sober-minded feeling. And MGTOW helps establish your body of work. I don't care what your body of work is. I don't care if you're a carpenter. Just got an email from somebody that was their body of work was a video game. Another guy, a kayaker. Okay, your life, all right, is your possession. And your life is a testament to what you've done. And when you go MGTOW, you can make that body work as beautiful as you want it to be. And at the end of the day, you know that you can do whatever it is that you allow time for because you're in as much control of time as possible when you compare your day to the person that is in chains to the things that strip them of their time. Speaking of canvases that I brought up last week, you can make whatever you want of your canvas. And I think in MGTOW, we choose things that actually last. Okay, this canvas isn't going to be stored in the attic, okay, and accumulate dust and not look appealing anymore. So this is why I get shamed a lot. People are like, why don't you take care of this about your hair, or do this or about your clothes? And I'm like, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to work out because that actually has some function to it. That actually lasts, okay? Who cares? My hair, that doesn't have any function. Guys pimp out their hair for the sake of getting a woman. Let's face it. Okay, the same goes with buying a car a lot of the time. Not saying all the time, but most of the time. You can't decide how other people see your canvas, regardless, and that's not for you to decide. All you can decide, and I'm taking from Gandalf and Return of the King here, is what to do with the time that you have. And I was thinking to myself before I made these videos, okay, what am I going to do with this information, but more importantly, what is it with my time that I'm going to do? Okay, that's what I thought. Why am I making this video today? Well, Saturday, I posted my 200th. Through Sunrise Hoodie. 200 videos. I can make a subscriber milestone appreciation video or something like that, but obviously my sub count is hidden anyway, so whatever. But in addition to doing that for personal protection, I do that to humble myself and to remind myself that your subscriber count doesn't mean anything, okay, in terms of helping people and accomplishing your goals and ultimately going MGTOW and delivering what needs to be delivered in regards to the philosophy. What matters is what I can control, and that's output. I'm not saying like it's an issue if you have a subscriber count out there. For me, that's the reason I do it. And when I embarked on making these videos, I said, I have no idea where this is going to go. Honestly, I was pretty gripped with doubt. Okay, I would have been pleased to have just generated 1,000 subs, but I had to remove that from my mind and think about what I could control, and that was the effort that I put in. And one of the most tangible ways to measure this progress was to pump out a certain number of quality videos. I didn't know what that number was. Okay, the views decide themselves, the lives that are impacted decide themselves, but I could control this. And as it says in Fight Club, I say never be complete. I say not stop being perfect. I say let's evolve and let the chips fall where they may. And my goal was to make the videos and let the chips fall where they wanted to fall. And I thank each and every one of you for influencing such a favorable falling of the chips, I guess you could say, and I hope for many more. And this is a very stoic concept, and there are a myriad of connections between MGTOW and stoicism, obviously. MGTOW's emphasis on discipline and body of work before results and just letting things occur as they are, disregarding what one cannot control. And what really inspired me back in September when I really took this channel and kicked it off is a video that I will link in the description, and it's titled How to Never Give Up. And I'm going to paraphrase as much of what he says in this video. So he's sitting in his car, he's lost. I think he's somewhere in the suburbs of New York City, and for whatever reason, I don't know if he's going to a business I don't know what he's coming from a business venture or something, and he cannot get home. So he just pulls over to the side of the road and thinks to himself, you know, I could be doing a million things right now, but, you know, I'm going to decide to make this video and at least get my thoughts right before I aim to get back on the road. He's doing what he could at the time. And he leads with this statement that motivation and inspiration are buzzwords, according to the powerlifter Jim Wendler. And when people make goals or New Year's resolutions for themselves, they do it incorrectly. They say, I want to lose 30 pounds by March. You should make a goal of doing, not a goal of results. Okay, and if you think about the numbers on YouTube versus the numbers in weightlifting, the numbers really, they don't present themselves that different. You still get the outliers in both. You get the people that get the astronomical results, whereas there are people that have been doing this since 2006, since YouTube started, or have been weightlifting for eons and they can't get half the results. But you get somebody that does it for 2 months and it takes off. Okay, people get upset when they compare themselves with other people. And talk about an anti-MGTOW thought. And I can't believe that someone else has done so much better than me. The brightest stars burn out the fastest, though, and it's important to grasp that. So think to yourself, I don't want to get 100,000 subscribers, is what he said. I want to make 1,000 videos, because you cannot control the outcome of the videos. You can only control that which you can control, which is the front end of the process, which is the video production. You can better understand the back end, the people that will be consuming the videos, but that's about all you can do. You can do some market research, you can read the analytics, you can surf around the help, the web to deduce what is booming at the time, but you know, that's all you can do. You're not in charge of anything else, just that. And that kind of relates to female nature when men make MGTOW content as well. You understand that angle, you understand that to make a better informed decision about other areas in life, which is really where the treasure rests in MGTOW, is what you're doing. Okay, or, you know, and not doing certain things help you do your doing. So this even applies to working out. Say I want to lose 20 pounds. For a month I run, I lift every day. If we stopped right there, maybe one could say with a decent amount of confidence that they'll be able to lose the weight. Maybe they'll end up losing, you know, as much as the weight they want to lose over a 2 month period, 3 month period, whatever it is. Maybe they won't. I don't know. Because you may not be including some other things that you'd have to control in order to assure that you wouldn't be gaining any more weight. Maybe you just get back from the gym and you order these 3 blizzards from Dairy Queen and you eat them every time. There's no telling what each individual video is going to do. Okay. So what you have to do is generate a standard for making the videos or doing this one thing in your life, in your MGTOW life, and going your own way. Okay. That will be the evaluation of how you want to spend your time. So getting to the point where you need to know what you need to do is where you want to be. Think about the action and don't think about the results in life. Why should I think about the action? Because you can't be disappointed if you think about the action. Because you can always control the action as long as you have the physical capabilities to do so. And you might not just have bad days, okay? You might have bad weeks. You might have bad years. You might have bad decades, okay? Whatever it is. And, you know, you can be motivated, but the only thing that matters is if you translate that into something. Nothing else matters. The blue pill world says, jump on this fad diet, all right? Don't take responsibility for your life. Don't take responsibility for getting that which you want. And instead, they tell you to pursue things that will actually strip you of the ability to be in control. And MGTOW and being masculine is about controlling your environment ultimately. And that's what I wanted to do. And it will likely take a long time for all the message to really get across and sink in throughout these videos, especially since I've only been making MGTOW content since June and I'm 24. And, you know, the sweat is what you gain, though. And this is to many more videos. And this is the MGTOW life that is based off of the internal body of work. And that's where the accomplishment rests. And I just kind of wanted to touch on this and reflect a little bit. And touch upon this video that did inspire me at the beginning as well, and something that I hope to communicate and emphasize when I focus on MGTOW content. So tomorrow I'll be back to more typical content, but today I wanted to reflect a little bit. I hope that this is taken into your week well. Thanks for listening today, and as always, if you have a MGTOW testimony to share about how you came to MGTOW and what it's done to help your life and reorient your thinking, let me know at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.